With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. The Senate has voted to fund most of the government after President Trump and Democrats struck a deal on Homeland Security. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Senators passed the measure a few hours before Friday's midnight deadline. To win passage of the bill, the president agreed to fund Homeland Security at current levels for 2 weeks, while lawmakers debate new restrictions on federal immigration raids demanded by Democrats. Because of the change in DHS funding, the bill heads back to the House, which is not due back until Monday. So technically, part of the government is shut down temporarily this weekend, but the impact should be minimal before the House vote. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, tens of thousands across the South are still without power nearly a week after last weekend's major winter storm. Frustration is boiling over in some places. Nashville residents are criticizing their utilities response while the Carolinas and Virginia brace for another major winter storm that could come with some more snowfall starting today. The Westminster Dog Show opens today through Monday for its 150th anniversary. We get more of that from correspondent Julie Walker, who takes a closer look at the 150-year-old event.
President Donald Sturz says it's got a storied history.
There was a small group of gentlemen who had some sporting breeds who got together at the Westminster Hotel in 1876. The Westminster Hotel was down on 16th Street in Irving Place. They were kind of comparing their dogs and telling tall tales.
He says the following year they put together a dog show called Gilmore's Gardens with about 1,200 dogs.
It was a huge success.
Top dog at the Westminster Dog Show will be crowned February 3rd at Madison Square Garden. Julie Walker, New York.
And this is SRN News. Michael Harrington has results of a new poll out on abortion.
The Marist University survey reveals that 67% of Americans oppose abortion on demand for any reason and believe that the procedure should be limited. 63% think that doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel who have religious objections to abortion should not be required to perform one. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, says, quote, "The American people are far more pro-life than the media would have us believe." Michael Harrington reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, the federal agency in charge of enforcing workplace anti-discrimination laws has voted to rescind its own guidance on how to guard against harassment at work. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's new Republican majority voted to rescind the Biden-era document because it promotes transgenderism. EEOC Chairman Andrea Lucas says it's neither harassment nor discrimination for a business to draw distinctions between the sexes. This is SRN News. It's that time of year again when people sign up for health care coverage. Economist Steve Moore says those relying on Obamacare are in for some sticker shock as they find out that not everything that was promised about Obamacare turned out to be true.
The Obamacare plans have actually dramatically increased costs. Remember when Barack Obama said that this would drive down costs and would be the Affordable Care Act? We're finding that the price for plans now have doubled to tripled in just 15 years.
Moore also told the Salem Radio Network this week he's appalled by all the reports of widespread fraud in the state of Minnesota.
Any state that is proven to have committed fraud as Minnesota, we stop paying them, and they should return that money to the U.S. taxpayers. It's no different than a criminal coming up to you with a gun and taking the money out of your wallet.
And this is SRN News.